Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them and let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, I love to say it. Some of you get irritated that I say it so often. Wouldn't have to say it so often if I saw more people getting involved. Right? More people engaging. It'd be really cool to see that. And, you know, you see it at the school boards. I told you, on a regular basis. I see 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 people come out to a school board meeting when you guys get all irritated. And then when you don't get exactly what you want the way you want it, and then we don't see you again. Right? It's that simple. You need to come out. You need to fight. You need to make the long game like they do. You need to be at it as long as they are. Yeah, you know what I mean by they. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So Brad, if you caught the last segment, Brad had brought up the term in the transgender world, okay? He brought up the term that the doctors, you know, should lose their licenses, should be taken to task when they, you know, remove parts from the body that are needed that are part of the norm and what have you. And I agree with him fully. But, you know, some of us only equate that to transgenderism. And to show you that these doctors truly are gone off their rocker, that they really don't really care about your health, about your well-being, about these kids' well-being. And I'm not going to say all doctors. A lot of good doctors out there. But we've done these stories, and they're called transabled people. Right? Now, transabled is defined as non-disabled persons need to transform his or her body to acquire a physical impairment or disability, which includes and not limited to blindness and amputation and things like that. Now, transabled practices remain controversial. Now, think about this. They remain controversial because they found doctors that are doing them. Right? Come on, we've done the story, we had the pictures of the young person, I think it was a man, who decided that he was a leopard. He was trans species. He actually found a doctor to remove his ears, his nose, and do a bunch of other stuff to him. Had his whole body tattooed. I mean, seriously, why wasn't this person committed? Even if it was temporary, to help them get their mind back proper. All right? What is it? Everybody is what they are, no matter what they think they are, they are. Now, that's a little different than this transabled. Because transabled You know, some people feel like they were born with their arm. They shouldn't have had the arm. The arm shouldn't be there. That in their brain, they think that this is a thing that they shouldn't have anymore. They don't deserve it, sometimes because they saw somebody else. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I just got to say, it's amazing that you're actually finding doctors to do this. And they are. We've done stories around it. So maybe, and I don't think this is Brad's bailiwick, but maybe he needs to do more about it. Maybe we need to find a legal firm that will go after these doctors or the doctors' insurance companies. Make it lucrative to sue these people. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. Now, here's what's going on in Texas. I'm enjoying this. West Texas A&M University, they originally planned a fool's drag race for March 31st. Like this. Walter Windler, campus president of the West Texas A&M University, he criticized drag shows as an event that demeans and diminishes women. And he canceled the event. Love it. But it's true. That look at these people. Look, if it's truly an art form, an adult art form, it has no place in schools, right? Truly. If it's what these people are doing, or what they say, and they're having these drag shows in other places, you're not calling them adult entertainment, right? Well, they do make fun of women, the way they dress, the stuff that they attach to themselves. Wendell sent out an email to the school on Monday announcing that the college would not be hosting a planned drag show, a fool's drag race. The performance was originally meant to raise money for the Transgender Crisis Management nonprofit organization. Now, while Wendell supported donating money to the organization itself, he denounced drag shows as demeaning to women, right, under the subject headline, "A Harmless Drag Show?" There is no such thing. He goes on to say, does a drag show preserve a single thread of human dignity? I think not. As a performance of exaggerated aspects of womanhood. Oh, we'll finish. We have to finish this one up. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Yeah, that way there, you're not part of the problem. At least that's what they tell me. And that's what, really, truly, it's the best way to be. You get informed. You're able to punch back, push back, whatever word you want to use. I don't really care. So, yeah, I got so much I want to get into. All right, well, A&M, I guess it's not A&M, it's West Texas A&M University. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not a big university guy, so cut me some slack. They've decided that these drag shows, they demean women. And so that we really shouldn't be supporting them. We really shouldn't be having them. Does a drag show preserve a single thread of human dignity, they ask? He says, I think not. It's a performance of exaggerated aspects of womanhood, their sexuality, femininity, gender. And Jack shows, and he's so right, these drag shows, they stereotype women in a cartoon like Extreme. And it's for the amusement of others. I mean, can you imagine? What, you know, again, can you imagine a white person making fun of a black person? Or an Asian person, or anything else for that matter? Right? Where are the feminists in all of this? Anyway, so they have canned the fundraiser that they were using this for. There are other ways to make money, right? You know, and again, New York AG Latina James, she's hosting a drag story hour for children in celebration of love and joy and family fun. I told you there's something wrong between the ears with these people. Right? I mean, seriously. He also compared the act of taking part in a drag show akin to blackface in terms of denigration. As a university president would not support blackface performance on a campus, even if told the performance is in the form of free speech or intended as humor. It is wrong. I do not support any show performance of artistic expression which denigrates others, in this case women, for any reason. Look, you could also go down the road, you heard us talk about it earlier, you could go down the road and say, look, I don't want any more mafia movies shown. It offends me, it denigrates Italians, and it shouldn't be. I mean, this is really what cancel culture is all about, although they only seem to latch on to the quote-unquote sexy stuff, the stuff that plays, the stuff that'll make the most amount of trouble. You ever notice that? Now, Wendler continued on by saying forward-thinking women and men, they worked for nearly two centuries to eliminate sexism. Women have fought and fought hard for equality in voting, right? The marketplace, court of public opinion. Think about what they have fought for years to not to be seen. This is always getting a kick out of this. Not to be seen as an object of sexuality, right? But as an equal to men. And what do you see? It's become more and more gone. It's gone down this road even more and more. No one should claim a right to contribute to women's suffering in a slapstick show, sideshow. That makes fun of women. He goes on to say, should I let misogynistic behavior portraying women as objects? No. He says his policy is a school policy. He'll stand by the policy to provide fair opportunities to individuals. It is just crazy. And when you see how some of these people dress, how far over the top, how exaggerated they make some of their features, you have to ask. Anyway, I may not be on the same page with him 100%. But to sit here and look at this stuff and go, look, originally, what is that? anyway, there's been movies out there before in the past on drag shows, right? And they are adult entertainment. Some of those drag shows are nothing more than, you know, people dressing up males, dressing up as Liza Minnelli and singing like her and actually sounding like her. Right? I mean, we've seen those shows. You've seen bits and pieces of those on TV. Maybe not so sexual in nature, but at least, you know, just, I guess, impersonating. Female impersonators, right? They don't denigrate women, do they? It's just amazing. Anyway, students put a petition together that criticizes email. They want the event restored. And attacking the comparison to blackface. Well, see, here's the funny thing about this. He was right in the sense that you are denigrating another group. You are making fun of another group. You are putting another group down. So are we not allowed to use any example of anything anymore? I mean, seriously, the in some cases, the gay community compares itself to the black community in their fight. And the black community gets upset about it. Are they not supposed to? So anyway, when you're denigrating another group, when you're putting another group down, when you're making fun of another group, and I ask the question again, do mafia movies denigrate the Italian community? I'm just asking. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. I always say that. It's the only way we make things happen. Did you guys hear about the fat activist? Yeah, I said it. Ooh. She slammed Candace Owens for her whiteness. I don't even get that one. In a video, TikTok superstar Samara Miller criticized Owens. She said, I feel sorry for anyone who's in a relentless pursuit of proximity to whiteness. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. Fat phobia is real. Discriminating based on weight is real. It should be illegal. Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay. It should be criminalized, and Candace Owens is just one example. Fat phobia permeates the every single structure of a society. No, here's the thing about this. They're trying to normalize so many things. They're trying to bring us to our knees in these areas. I'm sorry. Whether you're sick or not, being overweight is not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your joints, your body, your heart, your lungs, nothing. And glamorizing it in any way is wrong. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Whether you want to hear it or not.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Schools will remain closed and picketers will be on the sidewalks as support staffers with the Los Angeles Unified School District remain on a three-day strike. Maura Barrett is there.
The district has come up incrementally with their offers, stopping at a 23% raise as well as some other health benefits, but the union says they feel disrespected and that that isn't enough.
65,000 district employees have walked out. Local 99 SEIU represents 30,000 support employees. They called for the strike after more than a year of failed contract talks. The attorney for actress Gwyneth Paltrow in her Ski and Run trial told a Utah court the lawsuit against her is baseless.
We believe it to be utter BS.
That was attorney Stephen Owens. She's accused of running into and badly injuring Terry Sanderson and then skiing away with her friends while he remained unconscious. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. The there, a fat activist claims that Candace Owens, she's too close to whiteness. That's why she really can't get out of it. And then calling it fat phobia, which is really funny because you heard Dr. B say the other night that what is a phobia? What is it? Right? A phobia is when you're afraid of something. But they use it, and to show you how uneducated some people are, and I'm not talking about the people who use it, I'm talking about the people that bow down to it. When you hear that you're fat phobia, transphobia, whatever phobia, that is so wrong. I mean, truly wrong. So those of you who don't affirm me as being a Christian, are you Christophobia? Right? I mean, seriously, what are you, gotophobia? What are you? You've totally destroyed that word. Now, fat phobia is not real, as she claims. Discrimination based on weight is real. That could be to a point. Listen, if I'm an employer, and I see you walking in, and you're 350 pounds huffing and puffing and sweating, just walking to the front door to apply for a job, I got a problem. I don't know if you're going to be able to keep up. I don't know if you're going to be able to do your job. I don't know. Right? If you have a health issue, I don't, and it's not because I don't like you because you're large. That's not it at all. I'm obese. And I have trouble walking some or long ways sometimes. So I know what it's like. But it's not a phobia. It's not a phobia to say that when you're overweight, it's not good for you. It's not good for your health. It's not good for you, period. I would love to help people. You know, some people have a medical condition. That's different. I'm not talking about them and you know it. I'm talking to those people who have the same disease I have, which is hand in mouth. Right? Love to be able to help them. I love to be able to help myself. I get busy, I get crazy, I forget. You forget to eat, and then you binge. I mean, I get it. I've been through those cycles. She goes through all the controversy about being fat positive, started after recent Ten show the plus size influencers encouraging their weight, including celebrities such as Lizzo. Look, don't encourage a bad lifestyle. Most of the people that I know that are, I'll use the term, it's okay. Most of the people I know that are fat, they don't like it. They don't like themselves. They don't like the way they look. They don't feel good. They're in pain. Don't make it sound like it's okay to be there. It's not. We should be working. I mean, the garbage food that they feed us. Really, seriously. The stuff that has absolutely no nutrition for you at the supermarkets. All those fresh fruits and vegetables. Yeah, you should have fresh fruits and vegetables. But some of those fresh fruits and vegetables at the supermarket aren't very fresh. They've been radiated. They've been pulled before they were allowed to actually ripen on the vine. Always responded was another video posted by Miller in which thousands of people commented on the fact that she asked for a seatbelt extender. You don't deserve to fly. Right? That's what one comment said. It does seem... Look, I've seen very large people on a plane that take up two seats. And I would imagine they bought the two seats. I shouldn't have to. See, I bought my seat. It's got this imaginary line on each side of it. Right? I shouldn't have to have you dripping over my side. I don't care. Arms, legs, extra body skin. No, I shouldn't have to put up with it. I paid for my space. I want my space. That's not mean. But I had when I used flying a lot, I saw at times when somebody bought two seats. And to the point of one person, you take a bag that's a couple of pounds overweight, you end up spending anywhere from $30 to $50 more to get it. To get it to your destination. Right? If you're like 400 pounds, 350 pounds, you get on a plane, you can ask for a belt extender, and no problem. You've added 100 pounds. Again, most of the time, being a pilot myself, and when you look at the weight requirements and what have you, at first, they average out the seats. They figure, 200, 225 pounds a person. Now, you get rolling. You come up in there at 300, 300 plus pounds. Some people even 400 pounds. Yeah, I know. I know somebody personally was almost 400 pounds and flew. Just amazing. Right? I want to know about this. Planes are affected by that stuff. No, it's not going to come crashing on this guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, that's it. It's over. That's not what I mean. All right. I'll stop with the fat stuff. But listen, being obese, being overweight, not healthy for you. You know it. I know it. You know it. Do something about it if you can. Because as much as I may not like you, and you might not be on my side of the aisle, you're still a human being. And you deserve a right to pursue happiness. Home prices are forecasted to plunge, and I mean, I hate doing these stories. But U.S. expected to avoid a repeat of 2008. Now, Fannie Mae has come out with its latest economic forecast. It's predicted that home prices will drop by over 6% over the next 2 years. But said the U.S. market, well, it's in good shape. It should be able to weather the decline. Now, we need in California... We're way behind in housing, on housing starts, building. That's what Newsom is blaming the homelessness on. Is the fact that we don't have enough houses for them to move into. Bullpuckies. The Mortgage Giants Economic and Strategic Research, ESR Group, they expected a home price growth decline of 4.2%. Right? Followed by an additional drop of 2.3% in 2024. Now, originally, they forecasted much less than that. Forecast for 2023 was 1.5% in the drop. So it really has changed rapidly. Right, the rapid decline in home prices is not likely to create a shock for the market. Not the kind of shock we had in 08, when prices dropped and borrowers walked away from the mortgages. Right, today fewer borrowers are facing interest rate shocks. Loan workout, modification programs are more robust than aggregated residential, real estate, all of this stuff. You know, seriously, if right now, well, not right now, a while back, a couple of months ago, you know, you could have refinanced your home when interest rates were still down. Now they're up much higher. Right? I mean, sometimes you get the thing down 1 point. If you could pull it off half a point, you could save a few hundred bucks a month. And you'll keep making the payment. I'm no financial whiz, don't get me wrong. But if you think about it, you can keep making the payment. Don't go for a lower interest rate. Bring your mortgage payment down, but keep paying the same payment. You'd be surprised. $150 to $200 a month, you'd be surprised at how much interest that will save you overall in a long time. Long time in the long run. Always fun. All right, Richard Dawson, or Dawkins, I'm sorry. Boy, did he make a declaration that got some people pretty teed off. He actually came to the rescue of J.K. Rowling's. And it's just amazing how far the left will go to try to make you look stupid. Like, make you look like you don't have a clue. Try to save this for the next segment, but that's not going to work. He declared there are only two sexes, period, end of discussion. Now, he's an atheist, so he's not using God as a basis for his declaration. During a recent interview with British journalist Piers Morgan, famed atheist and biologist, remember him, biologist, that's what it's about, right? Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. Joe McKinney, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe, it's your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It really is the direction to head. It really is the way to go, seriously. And I do so much appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Hang out with me, really, if you think about it. Very much appreciated. So, you know, being an outspoken Christian, this is a different road I always want to go down. But I realize not everybody is. Richard Dawkins, who sits 180 degrees from my point of view, he blatantly says there's only two sexes. It's a matter of science. That's all there is to it. Dawkins added that those who tried to cancel J.K. Rowling for making the same point are nothing more than bullies. I agree with him. 100%. Remember, he's an atheist. He has no reason to stick up for God, and he's not. He's sticking up for what he believes to be science. He added that the LGBTQ activists looking to discredit the reality of two biological sexes are pushing utter nonsense. He knows that those going after Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, that they're really two, they're nothing but bullies. Right? I mean, seriously, and he's a famous critic of religion, constantly putting it down. He was with Piers Morgan on his show, I guess, called Uncensored. He mentioned how extraordinary it is that the LGBTQ activists and the woke ideologues, they want to, well, call degender, neutralize, and use, you know, just neutral language. Now, Morgan was referring to a recent list of problematic words put out by the, oh, I love these people, EBB Language Project, collection of academics looking to police words that could potentially be found, now, not physically harming. And I'm sorry, I'm going to get in trouble for it. I don't really care. I miss the days. Ready, come on, some of you old-timers can say it with me, right? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And I know all of you bleeding hearts out there going, that's not true. Look, I've always said it to my kids. I've said it to people around me. If you know, truly know who you are, not perceive who you are, but you know who you are. When somebody calls you otherwise, yeah, it might be a little irritating, but it shouldn't really hurt you long term. I get irritated when people perceive me as a racist or something along those lines, but I'm not going to sleep over it. I'm not going to drop to my knees and say, please don't view me. That's their problem. I know what I am and what I'm not. So, you know, they put these words out about what could hurt you. I mean, if you really, truly let words hurt you that much, there's a problem there, and it's a lot bigger than the word. Right? I mean, talking about things like the word male, mother, father. Breastfeeding now has to be chest feeding. You can't be a mother or father. You can be a parental unit, or you can be a, if you're a mother now, you're the birthing person. Where's mothers demand action when you need them to really do the right thing? Where's a feminist when you need them to do the right thing? You know, Dawkins had commented on the project last month. Tell the paper the only possible response is contemptuous ridicule. I'm with him. Totally with him. I shall continue to use every word of the prohibited words. I'm a professional user of the English language, which is my native language. During their interview, Morgan trashed such language policing and the idea that there's two sexes. And I mean, it's incontrovertible. There is no scientific doubt. He also noted a small group of people have been quite successful. You know why? Because they pound on you. They verbally abuse you. They bully you. And they're coming along to their way of thinking. You don't even have to come along to their way of thinking. You just have to speak it. Your fault. Why do you give it up? Yeah, I see all the pounding that's going on. I see all the physical stuff going on out there. I'm not suggesting you take a beat. Maybe we travel in 3, 4, and 5 and make sure that we can protect ourselves out there. Dawkins immediately discredited the entire movement by saying it's nothing more than bullying. He mentioned famous people have been demonized for going against these activists. Right? He's been a well-known researcher. Not very much liked by the right. But his credentials have been accepted, if you would. Anyway, we've seen the way that J.K. Rowling has been bullied. Kathleen Stock has been bullied. They've stood up to it. I love it. I love that J.K. Rowling has stood up to it. Like, go pound sand. But many of these people give in. They drop to their knees. You know, I'm sorry if I offended, but I'm not. Look, there's no intention to offend somebody. Like I said, you know, if you listen to the show on Fridays, I have Sonia Schmidt, a black woman, on. And we talk about these kind of things all the time. We talk about my perceptions of the black community, as her perceptions are of some other things. And there's times where she said, whoa, back up there, buddy. You were wrong about this in the black community. Does she shun me? Does she virtually abuse me? Seriously. No, because we appreciate each other. We have a friendship. All right? And there's no need to humiliate. There's no need to tear someone down. And there's times where I don't agree with her. Still comes on the show every week. We still talk and do things together. Morgan was asking Hawkins how to combat the nonsense. Hawkins replied, science. Just say science. Show me in science where there are more than two sexes. Now, they're going to start playing the word game. Gender, sex, that kind of crap. There are two sexes. You can talk about gender if you wish. That's subjective, he says. How about people who claim there are 100 genders? Dawkins said, I'm not even interested in that. As a biologist, there are two sexes. That's all there is to it. You can't make a case for anything but. Now, that Dawkins has had his career and reputation has been dinged for simply asking the question about inconsistencies in the left's dogmas on gender and identity. And it's true. They can't make up their mind whether there's male or female. They have fought so much, the left has, for female woman rights, long before they did this whole transgender stuff. Okay, they have fought in schools and other places for women, for ladies, for biological females to have different, fields, right? Different programs for them because women are different. Think back in 2015, Rachel Dolezal, remember her? A white chapter president of the NAACP. She was vilified for identifying as a black. Some men chose to identify as a woman. Some women choose to identify as men. I guess you'd be whatever you... I gotta go talk to my mother. Is this what she meant when she told me to be with anything I wanted to be? I mean, seriously. I'm so confused. And does it really change daily? Can you imagine that? I mean, in all sincerity, you conceivably could be, because it's easy, you look at me, right? I could define as maybe I identify as a black man on Tuesday. See, but not say anything against me. And then maybe Wednesday, I'll identify as a black female. Then Thursday, I can identify as an Asian female. Then Friday, I mean, you see how ridiculous this is? Can't ask anybody. You can't ask them for proof. You sure as heck can't ask them if they've been to therapy, because most of them need it. And think about that, too. You want us to take Al Sharpton for real, right? For be serious about this. Here's a man who has put down the Jews, who has called for you to beat the crap out of them, called them all kinds of names, and he gets a free pass. He owes the government, the IRS, $4 million, he gets a pass, right? And then Rachel, a white woman, pretends to be black. That's right. She told him she was black. She changed her hair. She did all kinds of stuff. Two pasty white parents. And when it was found out that the NAACP didn't do their homework, hired her in, what did Al Sharpton do? The right reverend? No. He defended her. I mean, seriously, he seriously defended her. Actually, did you hear about they just reminded me in the chat room. But I think it's wrong. I think you're calling this wrong. Apparently, Hillary and Chelsea Clinton, they went to the theater, and someone had abandoned two Democrat babies there. They'd given birth to two Democrats, left them right there where Hillary and Chelsea were going to sit. So stop calling them piles of crap and call them what they are. Anyway, Piers Morgan mentioned you've had awards stripped because you were effectively doing what J.K. Rowling did, and it's true. So here you have a biologist, a scientist, a well-respected man, goes against the left, supports science, and they pull his awards away. Tell me they're not a sick group of people. Joe Bastien, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.